Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so tonight I am your host.
Wait. Let's add some more excitement. Can I get the Italian, please?
Okay. So tonight, everybody, I'm the host. I got to the computer before Mr. Matt. So tonight I'm running the show. So we're going to do things a little bit my way. Like Frank Sinatra once said, I did it my way. Well, like old Blue Eyes and myself, I did it my way, too. Let me tell you something. Welcome to the show. Matt and Tiger BLS. With me, as always, is the best dressed in the Midwest. I dare you to contest. Mr. Beautiful Matty Moe.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining me. Tonight,
and
we're going to be reviewing... Oh, go ahead, Mr. Matt.
No, I was just saying, I'm glad to be on the show with the most fully loaded Italian, hands down the best hairline I've ever seen in my life, Tiger Taylor.
Unlike you, you were disrespected yesterday at dinner for your hairline. Don't worry about it, Matt. Don't worry about it. I made a couple calls. Dominic's on his way to Topeka. Don't worry about it. It's handled. So, let's talk about why we're here today. We're here today because we're reviewing a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk was brought to my attention by my host, Mr. Matty Moe. Mr. Matty Moe told me, hey, I'm tired of you talking about Tai Lopez. I'm tired of you talking about Lewis Howes. I want you to check out my boy Gary Vaynerchuk. And I said, what's the difference in Gary Vaynerchuk and my two guys, huh? What's the matter with my two guys, huh? And he said, you guys are very esoteric. They paint in broad strokes when they're giving advice. Gary Vaynerchuk's a New York guy like yourself. He gives it to you straight. He just cuts it right to you and tells you how it is. He's not esoteric about it. He doesn't paint in broad strokes. He answers your questions. I started looking into this guy, and I liked him. So I bought his book. I told Mr. Matty Moe, I said, hey, Matt, let's get the book. Let's review it on Book Sites and stuff. Matt says, all right, I'll buy the book too. Now, I just got done telling you why he told me stop listening to my two guys. My two guys were too esoteric, and they paint broad strokes when answering the questions correctly. The one thing I like about Gary is he's very forward. The good thing about this book is these are questions people have used. Hashtag Ask Gary V. Gary V. Ask Gary V. So what he does is he answers them in long form and put them in a collection of books, and he gathers what topics are that, you know, correlate to what's important to the subject, and he makes them out by chapters. Well, tonight we're going to read chapter one. We're going to skip the intro because none of you guys want to hear about it, and neither do I, to be honest with you. I want the meat. I want the gravy. I want to play in the clouds but work in the dirt. Mr. Matty Moe, why don't you tell me what you thought of chapter one, and then please read me what you highlighted.
Well, I want to say, start off, thank you so much for showing up as Tiger the Italian. Now, Gary is probably...
Now remember, before I get in any kind of trouble, I'm only half Italian.
No, you're full blood tonight. So, I love the book. I love Gary V. My heart goes out to Gary V, and sometimes I hate Gary V. But this book is pretty simple. Create content and distribute it. That's it. It's really simple. You have to give, and then you have to jab, and right hook. Tiger, tell us about a jab, right hook. You have a lot of information on mixed martial arts and boxing. How does a jab, right hook set you up for success?
If you were to use it in a ring or in a cage, it's going to set you up cross, but your feet are going to get crossed. You're either going to get a straight right down the old pipe there, or you're going to get taken down. Your feet are going to get crossed up. And he doesn't say jab, right hook. He says jab, right hook, which is a triple jab. A triple jab in itself is a combo. It's not bad, actually. A triple jab can set people up. You know, they get guessing because most people throw the 1-2, pop, that's a left jab. One, straight right, two. Most people set that up. One, two, 1-2, 1-2, and they become rhythmic about it. So what you do is you kind of roll for the first one, avoid the second one, and then you counter. That's how you counter strike. You start guessing and knowing what they're going to throw next. Sometimes if you throw a double jab like that, pop, pop, it throws them off because they dodged to their right to avoid your right hand. And they get caught with a second jab. Well, sometimes you throw the double jab and they stay leaned to their right because they think that the double jab straight's coming, and you throw the triple jab, pop, 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 and your last one's a stiff jab, and it's a good combo. But the way you would want to set up a right hook is with a left hook, because it's all about how you pivot. It's all about how you turn your body. So when I throw a left hook, my belly button turns to the right, and I face the opposite direction for a minute. Bam! And it's like my toe, my left foot, because I'm sitting in orthodox stance. So my left foot is out in front of me. When I throw my left hook, I smash the bug. Okay, just like you do in softball whenever you hit a ball, or baseball when you hit a ball. I turn my foot. So my left toe smashes the bug, and I throw my left hook. Now my momentum is ready to shift back to the right. So I would throw a right hook, a right uppercut, but I would never go jab, 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 because my belly button is still pretty much facing them. Bam, bam, bam. So all my weight's on that front leg. I haven't pivoted, and then just throw a right hook on top of that. There's no power behind it. I don't know why you would throw jab, 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 right hook. I think what Gary is trying to say is what he said one time in the show when he was questioned about it is, give for free, give for free, give for free, charge something. Give for free. That way you're always three times the amount of stuff you're doing. It's for free. And people can't say, you're always pitching something. You're always wanting me to buy something. You're always doing this. Because he says, he tells them, like, no, look at everything I do for free. Jab, jab, jab. It's all my free stuff. Then every now and then I hit you with a right hook, which is a power shot, which is a shot that you're going to feel. It's like a left hook or an uppercut, straight right. Those are your power shots, especially if you're right-handed. But I don't like the metaphor, jab, 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 right hook. I just don't like it. I think jab, 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 straight right, jab, 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 straight right, jab, 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 right, overhand right. Okay, I like those. Jab, 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 uppercut wouldn't be bad. That sounds even better. Jab, 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 uppercut. That's our thing. He's jab, 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 right hook. We're jab, 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 uppercut. So, yeah, I just don't like it as a boxing metaphor. And whenever I hear it, it sounds like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Perfect.
I don't like it at all.
To me, I love Gary Vee. I love that he started on YouTube. I love his success story. I love how he adapts to failure. I mean, he has the strongest vision out there when it comes to what people want and how to turn that into something, how to turn that into the value. Now, this, to me, so far, it might not be one of the most valuable books you'll ever read, but you will have a lot of tidbits of information in here. Like in Chapter 1, I only highlighted a few things that I really liked. It talks about clouds and dirt. So clouds are the high-end philosophies that that's the core of your business or the core of your success or personality. And the dirt is the practices, the execution, and the implementation of your job or what you want to do. Now, what are your philosophies? What do you have? Mine's hard work pays off. There's many that I have. I have some for health, wealth, love, and happiness. But I catch myself, when he's talking about dirt, I catch myself focusing on every speck of dirt. Like, when you have a big picture, it's like a North Star. Excuse me, it's truly the long-term vision. Sometimes I get so sidetracked. I start stressing about dumb shit. I worry about what's going on in the day. I start planning for right now, and they don't plan later on for the big game sometimes. And that kind of distorts the big picture that I want to get. Now, he talks about staying motivated. How do you stay motivated whenever you are on a project without seeing any significant growth or prior or anything? This really hit me hard because I look at our show. Because we are the most under-reviewed show on iTunes. And we can't grow. And I get so frustrated that we have no starting point. There's no starting point. And, you know, we live in a generation that we need results now. And I believe byproduct, and I believe in us, and I believe that what we're doing and what we're studying, it's for the greater good. We read, we attend seminars, we watch all these great past, present, and we just want to tell you about it, and that's it. That's truly it. That's all we want to do. And we want to help you become the best you.
We
but
want
honestly,
to spread
hands down,
and that's gonna do everything to
spread. Spread it like butter. So hands down, the most
spread
interesting
spread knowledge like Matt, you spread STDs. Don't worry about it. What are we gonna live forever?
But this so far, honestly, the way this book was written, it's very fun. But all the stuff that you see on Gary Vee on YouTube and on his podcast, it's in this book. I feel like it's like Lewis Howes on his School of Greatness, because everything he said you can literally catch on his podcast. But I want to finish the book. I want to know if it makes my if it hits my expectations, because he did build a $60 billion business, and he is an inspiration on YouTube, and I'm excited to read about it. First chapter, I give 7 out of 10, because he hit on so many things that I know that we're trying to work on, and that what we focus on, we want clarification, but we don't see the big picture sometimes. We only see the little specks in front of us.
Sure. I love it. I love that review. One of the things for me is, if you're like me and you're new to Gary Vee, it's beneficial, because I don't know a lot about him. I'm just finding out about him. I've spent the last month listening to this podcast, and I've only been listening from the day I started listening forward. I haven't went back and listened to everything he's done in the past. So a lot of these that he's answering, I don't know already. Yes, it is like a lot of Lewis Howes. He's using hashtag AskGaryVee. That's what he uses on Twitter. These are Twitter questions and show questions that he's answering in long form. So ultimately, if you want to hear this, listen to his podcast. If you're like me, you want to hold it, you want to get nostalgic, you want to fall in love with the art of reading and absorbing the knowledge this way, then yes, buy the book and don't listen. Do both. I'm going to read everything I highlighted here. Chapter 1, Clouds and Dirt, and I'm just going to do them like snippets. So I spend all my time in the clouds and dirt. Personally, it's really simple. Family first, nothing else really matters. Professionally,
Let's talk about that. Sorry to interrupt. Let's break that down, because a lot of people are wealth first, then family. That's great that he has family first, because I never really see him spend time with his family on Snapchat, honestly.
Sure, I don't either, but, you know, I'm sure he doesn't broadcast his entire life. And he also came out in a recent podcast talking about in the next 10 years he's going to retire. He's going to just quit all of this and just spend time focusing with his family. He brings it up in later in the too. So, yeah, no problem. Yeah. That really hit home for me. That's why I highlighted it. I have 3 kids, so that really hit for me. You know, and personally, professionally, I'm not much different. I love this. Bring value to the customer. Provide 51% of the value in a relationship, whether it's with an employee, a client, or a stranger. Always play the long game off of lifetime value. Smart work will never replace hard work. It only supplements it. People are your most important commodity. Patience matters. Never be romantic about how you make your money. Try to put yourself out of business daily. These are my commandments. And boy, do I think that they're good. That's why I'm sharing them with you. So you see, the clouds don't just represent the big picture. They represent the huge picture, the everything. The dirt is about being a practitioner and executing towards the clouds. It's the hard work. I believe that's what Matt and I are good at. Matt and I are great at the dirt work, and we need a lot of help. So hopefully we gain the knowledge soon for the clouds, because we're great at this hard work, the tweeting stuff out, getting on social media, listening to other people, writing things down, listening to things, watching things. We're very good at that. We like the dirt work. We need to learn, like Gary says, though, and get – but I'll get to that in a minute. So the vast majority of people tend to play to the middle, which is why they usually only succeed up to a certain level and then plateau. God, that's so true. Ideas are worthless without execution. Execution is pointless without ideas. You have to learn to prioritize properly and quickly identify what's going to move you further ahead and what's going to make you stall. The clouds matter, and the dirt matters, and nothing else. There are too many people who are average at what they do, then confused by their average results. It's to start pushing on both edges. Raise the bar on your business philosophy. Dig deeper into your craft. You want to be equal. You want to be an equally good architect as you are a mason. You got to be able to simultaneously think at a high level and get your hands dirty. If you have pages and pages of notes but no product, you've got nothing. If you can't tell me how you're going to, well, there we go. So Matthew, listen to this. If you have pages and pages of notes but no product, you've got nothing. If you can't tell me how you're going to build your product, you've got nothing. And if you are only thinking 3 years into the future, you've got a huge vulnerability. That's what people in the middle are doing. The middle keeps everything going the way it has. The cloud and the dirt breaks things. You're surrounded by the middle for 99.9% of your life. I want you to lose yourself in the clouds and the dirt. Figure out what you can do to make that change. Make that changes the game. Vagueness sucks. Lack of drive sucks. Half-assing things suck. And so does the middle. You need a healthy balance. I'd be uncomfortable if you were 70-30 in any direction. That should be your absolute minimum. There's no perfect breakdown of the clouds and dirt, but they always need to be in play. And that's what I think you and I are. I think sometimes we're probably 90-10 in the dirt and then 10 in the clouds. Hey, but I think most of the time I'd safely say we're 80-20. There are too many prima donnas out there who think that the brains of the business, they don't have to get their hands dirty. You and I love to get our hands dirty. As most of my followers know, I want to buy the jet. I consider every decision I make. I don't make it unless it gets me closer to owning the jets one day. I have no idea. I'm not a planner. I don't have a 5-year plan. Personally, I will be in better shape. I will spend more time with my family. I'll be going to T-ball games and ballets and shows and hacking my life to have better balance. Personally, I will be doing what I always do, listening to the marketplace and adjusting on the fly in real time, running a business and marketing like it's 2021, 2022, 2027, or whatever year you're reading this in. I'm a halftime adjustment hedge coach. In the words of Missy Elliott, I'm going to drop down, flip it, and reverse it. So the biggest thing I've learned this year, in 2014, hands down, was the prioritizing of my health is a really good idea. Mm-hmm. If I don't get results, then it's because I made the wrong strategic decision. But that doesn't cripple me either, because I know where I'm going. For one or two times I invest poorly or get involved in the wrong thing, I'm going to figure out a win alongside of that. I understand in those losses that I'm gaining valuable experience. I love that. Lewis Howes talked about that too. Don't get caught up in the glam. Even as you start to taste success, you have to have the humility to get on a middle aisle seat to the Philippines to sell a few bottles of wine to some random restaurant. Cash is the oxygen of your business. You can make the greatest cup of coffee, the greatest sneaker, the greatest TV show, or the greatest work of art, but if you can't sell your product, you're out of business. I can't say it enough. Cash is oxygen. Focus on your strengths. What are you really good at? Design? Growth hacking? Nail these skills and then drill deep within them. Bet on your strengths. It's an underrated business strategy in a world where so many people are obsessed with fixing their weaknesses. They give short shrift to the skill they were born with. That's it, man. That's it for chapter one. Ask Gary Vay. I give it a solid 7. I think he had a lot of points. I was able to highlight a lot of stuff. A lot of his book to me is a good reminder, and it reminds me a little bit of Lewis Howes, which I know they're personal friends. But what I can tell you is that this book was made strictly for content creation. This book was made to push another book for Gary Vay. Now, Gary, I believe, you know, he's put out several books, and Matt can tell you some of the books that have changed his life. The one on social media changed your life, and then one more you said changed your life whenever you read it. There's two books that you highly suggest by him. But I do think this was just to get something out on the market. I think he wanted to author another book. He found a quick, easy way to author a book, and that's exactly what he did. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's exactly what he did. So in that, we're reading it, you know. I won't give up on the book like Matt says. I'm not going to quit reading it for a couple reasons for me. One of the reasons for me is I actually don't know a whole lot about him. So I've never heard these answers. As where Matt is saying, like, no, I've been following Gary Vee for a while. I know everything he's talking about. This is just a good refresh for him. To me, it's all new. So it's like the first time I'm hearing it because it is. So I'm pretty interested in the book. I love to read books anyways. I've only given up on a few books in my life. I give up on the autobiography of Sam Walton. I just couldn't do it. And then I've given up on every Tony Robbins book I've ever tried to read.
And every other book I've tried to read. No, everybody.
Ohio, that's hurtful.
Very passionate man. Check out his YouTube. And what I really like about Gary, Tiger can contest to this, is that Gary will give you honesty. If you ask him a question, he will not paint, in Tiger's words, broad strokes like a few that would. He's straightforward. If he doesn't have a question for you, he'd be like, let me think about that. So it's great. He's very active on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. He's out there. He is very driven, very passionate. Find him on YouTube. Watch some of his videos, some of his keynotes, and his Ask Gary Vee show.
Yeah, you know, what do you have to lose by investing into this guy, into some of the things he has to say? You're only going to gain knowledge. Why would you not listen to someone who's where you want to be? And I think for a lot of us, he's where we want to be. He's on top of his health. He's on top of his family. He's on top of his finances. He's on top of a career, multiple careers. He's doing everything right. He's winning the game, and he's willing to tell you some of the secrets he's doing. And he's not esoteric. He's not painting broad strokes. He's telling you exactly what to do. I think that's interesting. You and I used to say, man, I would love to find someone that just says it how it is.
Yeah, and he does. I know one episode you and I were talking about, you brought it to my attention, because I don't listen to Lewis Howes, but he was on Lewis Howes' show. And he's like, you know what? Since my personal trainer has made it so far in life, and he's becoming this and that, I think I'm going to start charging them to become work for me because I've done so much. And he's honest about that. I think that's great.
Yeah. Well, I don't know because he was not his personal trainer. He was talking about his intern. His intern was able to intern for him and then turn that into a big cash success. You know, he ended up becoming an entrepreneur. But one of the ways he did that was he hacked working for Gary Vee. He got all that great business advice and then applied it. And then, so now, you know, Gary made the joke of, I'm not going to give free information anymore because I give this guy free information and now he's a millionaire. You know, so. But, you know, I do think he was joking, but I also think that if he was telling the truth, he's got the right to feel that way.
Right, 100%. But that's the great thing about us is because we do go out and we spend our time to come back and give it to you for free. For free. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is like us, rate us, review us, iTunes, Facebook, Instagram. That's all you got to do.
All we do is throw jabs.
And uppercuts. Jabs and uppercuts.
We don't know. Well, we don't know how to throw uppercuts yet. We're not monetizing anything.
No, you sent nudes. That's how we do uppercuts.
That's a different show.
So, yeah, since you gave it a 7, I don't want to be like Tiger. I'll give it a 6. 6 out of 10.
Oh.
And I,
you gave it
I
a
love
7.5,
Gary
sir.
Yeah, I take that back. I'm going to give it 6. I can't be like you. And I don't think it deserves an A yet, but he did have some really good nuggets of information and some great. I love the clouds and dirt. That was wonderful because it spoke to me. But I don't think
you know what
anything.
I like.
I'm gonna give you a six. What's up?
I like that. He doesn't charge as much for his book as Lewis Howes. You were pissed when I made you buy the Lewis Howes book.
I was so heated. So heated.
Dude, you were. You were like, $30 for a book? No. No way. This book was a lot cheaper.
And yeah, Gary's like, why spend more than... To me, Gary takes jabs at everyone else. If you notice, if you sit and pay attention to what he says, he takes jabs at everyone else.
Very much so. I've heard him.
I think this is at Lewis Howes when he's like, you don't have to buy my book for $35. You can just buy it for $18 and be happy.
Uh-huh.
Or when he talks about, you don't have to join a $10,000 mastermind group in California.
Mm-hmm.
I've got information for free. So, yeah, he's throwing little jabs right there.
Little
shadow boxing.
I feel like he also does that at Ty Lopez at times.
Yeah, 100%, for sure.
Where he'll talk about, you know, again, like that mastermind thing and people coming on the internet that have never really done anything but trying to give advice. And that's one thing that I don't want you guys to ever mistake with us. We're not giving you advice. We're not giving you any advice. We're telling you what they said.
Yeah,
for those
we're
of you who don't want...
We're
go
just
ahead.
Giving it to you in the way we think about it. We're giving you two different ways by two different people that think differently.
Well, also, I realize you guys don't have the ability to listen to podcasts like I do. I travel. I drive 8 to 12 hours a day. I can listen to 5 or 6 podcasts in that time. I absorb all that information, then I come on here for free and tell you what all I've heard today. I think that's so beneficial.
It's very beneficial. And thank you so much for everything that you do.
You're welcome. You are personally welcome.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
let's move on to some small talk. Hold on.
I'm listening, buddy.
What are you doing? What are you doing this weekend?
I'm working 7 days this week.
I'm going to see Amy Schumer live. I could be okay.
Oh, man. I wanted to see that. Lucky SOB. But someone's got to keep the lights on. Working 7 days a week this week.
Someone's got to pay for this podcast.
Oh, talk about that. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. And, ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last month.
Yes.
Possibly for
May 1st,
podcast.
We're going to YouTube.
Yes, May 1st.
We can still
going
do a free show
YouTube.
On the podcast, but it's you can't stay in one element. If something's not working, change it.
Yes, 100%.
We're gonna try going back to YouTube. I got my computer back. With all the accessories, so I can start doing a YouTube show versus a podcast. And May 1st, I'm shutting this down. And then
we'll
be able to do a 30-minute show. We'll be able to do a 30-minute show a day. Maybe drive homes whenever we feel like it or whenever we can fit it in. But we will come at you at night from YouTube. So look for that switch. Look for that. Eventually, we have bigger plans. What we want to do with the podcast. What we want to do with the YouTube channel. So hopefully everything rolls into play. You've got to, you know, keep your eye on the prize, swing for the fences, and also believe that you're capable. Believe that you can do it. You have to have a belief. You have to have a strong belief in everything that you do. You have to know that you're educated enough. You have to believe that you can do this. You have to believe you were meant for this. You have to believe that there's no one out there better. And then you got to learn. You got to learn all you can. Like Gary says, almost diversify your knowledge. Like Gary says, you know, find your strengths, learn what they are, and then learn all you can about your strengths. Keep learning. Keep attacking your strengths. Keep building your strengths. Take a few of your weaknesses and make them a strength. You will succeed. Here at Matt and Tiger BLS, that's what we believe. We believe that you believe, you learn, and you succeed. Those are three things that we tell you. That is our advice. Our advice is you need to believe, learn, and succeed. Belief in the beginning is more powerful than knowledge because you have to believe that you deserve the knowledge. You have to believe that it can happen to you. You have to believe that you're good enough. You have to believe in your product. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in others. And that's where you need to start learning. Once you have a rock-solid belief, then you learn all you can. You believe and learn. You're surely to succeed. Nothing will step in your way. So tonight, I ask my host, Mr. Matty Moe, the best dressed in the Midwest, to kill us with a quote. And when the quote's over, I'll end the show. Please don't say that.
So as my fully loaded Italian Tiger Taylor asked me to leave a quote, it comes from my aunt, Madonna. And she says, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, no matter where you come from, you can always change and become a better version of yourself. Love you, Aunt Madonna.
We're out.